This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization said on Friday the global death toll from COVID-19 could double to 2 million before a successful vaccine is widely used, and could be even higher without concerted action to curb the pandemic. WHO Director of Emergency Programs Mike Ryan told a briefing on Friday that unless concerted action is taken, the 2 million death toll is not only imaginable, but likely.
It's certainly unimaginable, but it's not impossible, because if we look at losing a million people in 9 months, and then we just look at the realities of getting vaccine out there in the next 9 months, it's a big task for everyone involved.
Ryan said young people should not be blamed for a recent spike in infections, despite growing concern that youths are driving its spread after restrictions and lockdowns were eased around the world. Local lockdowns are being imposed in several British cities where confirmed coronavirus infections have risen sharply. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The council leader in the northern England city of Leeds says people will be barred from meeting members of other households indoors or in backyards. The measure affects more than 750,000 people. Meanwhile, London, home to almost 9 million people, is being labelled an area of concern. That means that if infection rates rise, it could also face new restrictions. The Office for National Statistics estimates there were about 9,600 new infections a day in England last week, a 60% increase from the week before. Charles de Ledesma, London.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. France has opened a terrorism investigation following a knife attack Friday that seriously wounded two people near the old Paris offices of the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Once again, journalists were targeted, two members of French production agency Première Ligne, who were stabbed as they took a cigarette break outside.
L'auteur principal.
Speaking to journalists at the scene, Paris prosecutor Rémy Heitz said the police have arrested two people, including the alleged leader of these latest strikes.
Le parquet antiterroriste s'est saisi aujourd'hui.
And because of all the parallels with the Charlie Hebdo attacks 5 years ago, he said, anti-terrorist prosecutors are investigating it. The attack comes as the government is readying new legislation to fight so-called separatism, what it considers enemies of France and its way of life, including radical Islam. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
North Korea has offered a rare apology for the killing of a South Korean official near the two Koreas' sea border. We get more from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he is greatly sorry for the unsavory incident, which should not have happened. That, according to a North Korean statement released by the South Friday. The 47-year-old went missing Monday from his patrol boat about 10 kilometers south of the de facto inter-Korean border. Seoul officials suspect the man, who had reportedly struggled with debt and other personal issues, jumped overboard. North Korea admits killing the man, but denies setting him on fire. Instead, they claim they burned his flotation device in accordance with strict coronavirus guidelines. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is lying in state in the Capitol, the first woman to be given that honor. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened the ceremony.
It is with profound sorrow and deep sympathy to the Ginsburg family that I have the high honor to welcome Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to lie in state.
Rabbi Lauren Holzblatt said it's up to others now to rise up and move forward.
She was our prophet, our North Star, our strength for so very long. Now she must be permitted to rest after toiling so hard for every single one of us.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.